It's Monday, the 18th of May, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I'm in my mobile studio, that phrase coined by Omani blog, Paul Omani. So I'm in the car, on my way to work. It's a somewhat grey and damp morning. And I'm on my way to work after having had 2 weeks off. I've been off for 2 weeks because I had my gallbladder operation. Actually 3 weeks ago this Wednesday. So I've had 2 full weeks off and the operation was the Wednesday before. Everything's gone smoothly, I'm happy to report. I won't go into too many details because there may be squeamish people listening, but it all went pretty much to plan. I am now gallbladder less, and the good news is that they managed to do the operation via keyhole surgery rather than a full surgery. That was always probably going to be the case, but I think I mentioned before with gallbladder surgery, they can't tell until they start trying to get it out whether they're going to be able to do it through keyhole or whether they will need a larger incision. So when you go in for the op, you have to sign consent for both operations, and you only find out when you come round which one they did. But so I've had the keyhole surgery. It was actually 4 keyholes. It's not just one hole, there's 4 holes. Which, thankfully, I was expecting. I knew that was coming. But it's one of the keyholes is pretty much, one of the holes is pretty much just under my belly button. And one of them is on my, pretty much on my bra line. So I've been having to wear soft clothes. And the healing is going really well. Obviously, they're all small wounds. There were some stitches, but they're dissolvable stitches. They've pretty much all gone. The areas are looking good. They're not painful, but I'm still at the stage where I'm wearing elasticated waists and soft bras just for the moment, just to keep everything healing, and just because I'm not fully comfortable with wearing normal clothes again. The only bit that wasn't quite to plan, although again I didn't mind about it, was it's supposed to be done as a day case surgery. I was supposed to be in and out of hospital in the one day, but actually I wasn't admitted until midday. I didn't go down to theatre until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there was no way I was round from the anaesthetic to go home that evening. I was very, very sleepy, and my poor old consultant apparently came in twice to try and talk to me and just couldn't get any sense out of me at all. So I stayed one night in the hospital just sleeping it all off. And obviously one of the criteria they use for you to be fit to go home is that you have to have gone to the toilet and eaten some food. And I didn't eat any food until pretty close to midnight, I don't think. And then it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning that I managed to go to the toilet successfully. So, there was no way I was ready to go home in the one day. But that worked out all right because we had some fabulous, fabulous help from the friends of Catherine's. Actually, Catherine's best friend's parents had both our kids for a sleepover, so John could come and spend some time in the hospital with me as I came round, although I wasn't much for conversation. I think he just spent the whole time playing on his iPad. But he could spend time with me, and then he could just get up in the morning and come and get me when he was ready, basically. So it all went well, and for the first few days I felt a bit like I was hobbling around like an invalid. At the end of the day, I'd had an internal organ removed, and alright, it was a very small internal organ and not a very important internal organ, but you still had somebody rummaging around, and you've still had something removed, and you're still sore and bruised. So for the first few days I was hobbling around a bit like an invalid, and then gradually over the 2 week period I've got my full mobility back. I was pretty much back to normal over the course of next week. It's all been very gradual, I guess. I left it a little while before I drove, again, simply because there was some twisting was still a bit painful. So yeah, on the whole, I'm now pretty much mostly fully recovered, which I admit is possibly a confusion of words, but that's how I feel. I feel 99% of the time back to normal. I'm not sure that I would yet feel comfortable doing anything that involved any kind of exertion, so running or dancing or any kind of exercise. At least that's my excuse. But yeah, no, on the whole, I'm back to normal, walking around quite happily, picking David up. Haven't tried picking Catherine up yet. I don't really fancy picking something, you know, that a little bit heavier, but I can pick David up and carry him again. So yeah, I'm feeling good. Touch wood as well, everything seems to have had the desired effect. I'm still being a bit careful what I eat. I'm not going to go back to drinking milk in the vast quantities that I was drinking it in before the operation. I don't see any need to. I've got used to cutting milk out of my diet now, other than in the form of cheese occasionally. So I don't feel the urge to put that back in my diet. I've given up my daily cup of coffee or couple of cups of coffee, and I don't feel the need to put those back into my diet. I have had a couple of meals that would probably have pushed my gallbladder before the operation. I had a chicken breast stuffed with cheese wrapped in Parma ham in a cheesy sauce, which is delicious. By the way, it's a really nice dinner. But that seemed okay. I had been warned in advance that if I was going to eat something fatty, I should not stray too far from my own toilet. And thankfully, I haven't had any need to do any frantic dashes to the toilet. I was going to try and not keep this. I was going to try and keep the too much information out of this, but it's kind of coming out anyway. I do apologise. So yeah, on the whole, everything seems to be working properly and normally, which is great. I'm very, very happy. And although I'd had the gallbladder under control since January, I hadn't had any painful attacks since January. Since I figured out it was coming on when I drank milk. When I gave up milk, I stopped getting the pains. But it still kind of felt like I was sitting on a bit of a ticking time bomb. And it felt like it was only a matter of time until I ate something wrong and suffered for it. So I feel much better for having had the operation and having one less thing to worry about. That's all good. I am trying, since the operation, to eat a bit more healthily, because one of the downsides of my diet being more restricted is that I was kind of rebelling and kind of comfort eating. And I discovered that even though I couldn't drink milk, I could still eat quite a lot of chocolate and sweets and crisps. And I'd gone back to my habit of drinking full-fat Coke. And yeah, I was so, my sugar consumption must have been through the roof. So I kept saying to myself, after the operation, I'll sort the eating out. And I'm very pleased to be able to say, since my operation, I haven't eaten any biscuits, I haven't eaten any sweets, I haven't eaten any chocolate, I haven't drunk any fizzy drinks of any kind, full fat or diet. Also, haven't lost any weight, but hey. Can't have everything, and I want to focus on healthy eating. And as I feel up to it, I want to bring a bit more exercise into my life as well, and hope that those will start having a positive effect on my overall health and fitness. So it's all good news. I'm on my way back into work today for the first time in 2 weeks. I'm going to have to spend the first part of the day going through my inbox and probably deleting large quantities of email. I have a work colleague who I work very closely with, so I'm sure that she has been dealing with everything in my absence. I think that she's had some challenges, but in a way I'm looking forward to going back and getting stuck in again. In a way, I've quite enjoyed being off, but you know, the time comes, you have to go back and earn the pennies, and it'll be good to get back into the normal routine. So that's my update for this morning, and I'm running out of time, so I shall finish there, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.